Let's talk about who we have in studio. We have a full studio this morning.
We do. We were lucky enough. We had some rescheduled athletic events over the last couple weeks, believe it or not. But the wrestlers have a big duel tonight at home, but they're still kind enough to come join us today.
Oh, nice. I didn't know there was a duel tonight. I gave the schedule to Tom, and he was looking it over and talked about it on sports. That brings Coach Ben Wilcox in this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. How's the season been going so far?
Good. We are a resilient bunch, all right, battling every competition. I think for the boys so far, we've had at least one champion, usually more than that in every single tournament. The same with the girls. Last Saturday, our girls finished in sixth out of 27 teams, and they were 2.5 points out of third place. It was a pretty tough tournament, one of the toughest ones in the state, and they battled pretty hard. Our boys got sixth in a 10-team dual tournament. Michael Dalton here went 5-0, so leading the way for us. We had a couple injuries that cost us some duels that were pretty darn close, but we always tell the guys and girls, next best thing, all right? Or the most important thing is the next competition. That's going to be tonight against Bellevue West for the boys and South Sioux City for the girls.
Oh, good, good. Let's review for our listeners about how many do you have out for boys and girls?
We start off about 35 for boys and 12 for girls. So we have a full room. And everybody has their own workout partner or groups of people they work out with. And so the numbers are good.
Yeah, that is good.
And we're a young team. For the boys, girls, we have four seniors, and unfortunately they're going to graduate, and we're going to miss them. But again, we're battling. We have a solid group of kids, and we enjoy working with them.
Good, good deal. You have enough room?
Yeah, we do. We have to go to Lenahan Gym and practice.
Okay.
We have to transport some kids to Lenahan Gym with all the construction going on.
Yeah.
But next year we'll have a new wrestling room at the high school, so we're looking forward to that. But as of right now, we just practice at Lenahan Gym, and it's doing fine.
I just saw some pictures yesterday, Scott or Ben, the new weight room. Oh, my gosh. It looks awesome.
That's impressive, and we believe it's probably one of the, if not the best weight room in the state for high school. So, it's really impressive. We look forward to using that and getting after it. So.
Very good. Well, I brought some plenty of wrestlers with this morning. So did you bring all seniors today?
Yep, all seniors.
All seniors. So let's talk to Shasheed first. Valensalas, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about the season.
It's going really great. In the beginning of season, we did a lot of technique. But now after Christmas break, we've been doing a lot of live. And so it just feels great working with a bunch of people and wrestling and having fun.
So I don't feel like I can ask a girl what weight she wrestles at. What weight do you wrestle at?
I wrestle 155.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Has it been tough going?
It's really tough. Last year there were less girls, but this year there's a lot of girls. At the last one there was 15 girls in total, which I was okay.
Do you have a favorite move that you
No.
Or you don't want to give it up?
No, I don't really have a move yet. I'm trying to figure that out, but I will get there, hopefully at this duel. But yes.
I bet it's been a lot of fun though. So have you wrestled for 4 years?
I have wrestled for 4 years.
Okay. So how did you, who encouraged you to come out for wrestling?
I wrestled actually in middle school, and my brother encouraged me and my cousin Carlos. And so I started there, and then I went freshman year because my old coach from middle school told me to join. And so I just continued joining, and then I just didn't stop. And I continue.
Obviously, you like it, right?
I mean, I like it. So.
And it's not easy. I know wrestling. Oh, my gosh.
It's a tough sport. Tough sport.
Yeah, you definitely have to have some stamina. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is true. But I have a lot of stamina, so.
Good deal. I'm glad you're out for it. And hope the season. So tonight, Bellevue West, do you kind of know who you're going to be wrestling tonight?
No, it's against South Sioux City.
Correct? Yeah, girls.
Or South Sioux City.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay,
South
yeah.
Boys at Bellevue West.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know who. Last year I wrestled against a senior, and she graduated already, so I don't know who I'm going to wrestle against.
Okay, all right. Yes. So no, you're not like a one-leg takedown person or anything like that? Or.
No, well, I am. I don't know.
What would you say,
firemen's
coach?
And headlocks.
Okay.
firemen's and headlocks. Firemen's were the move that I did sophomore year, and then headlocks was junior year.
Okay.
Hopefully I get those back.
Just kind of depends on the opponent and how they come out? Is that kind of how you...
If they're taller, then probably a headlock.
Uh-huh.
Or a fireman. I guess it depends.
Okay. Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for coming in. Haley O'Brien. Haley, how long have you been wrestling?
All 4 years.
All 4 years,
yeah.
Too? So who encouraged you to come out for wrestling?
Madison Martinez. She wrestled. She graduated 2021.
So what did she say? Just, hey, I think you'd do good at that?
I don't know. Or? I was just around her a lot, so
okay.
I just wanted to try it.
Yeah. So how's the season been going so far?
Pretty good. I get first a lot.
So. Oh, nice. So what weight do you wrestle at?
I wrestle 190.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good yeah. deal. So what's your specialty, I guess?
I do firemen's a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. She's pretty quick. I'm assuming she's pretty quick at it.
Of course, yeah, she is. Does a pretty good job with it. She just got first at the Weeping Water Invite on Saturday. So, and she's
good
right.
Job.
She got placed first how many times this year? Five times, I believe.
Probably.
So.
Very nice. So are there rankings for the girls also, Coach?
Yeah, we don't pay attention to those.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Just eye
I wasn't
candy. We just want to go out there and compete. So
you never know who you're going to run into, do you?
Correct.
Yeah. So
and with girls all being one class, I mean, who knows? There could be somebody out west who's just a buzzsaw. We never see them. They're not ranked, and then all of a sudden they're an animal. So
yeah. Do you anticipate it changing to several classes or a couple at least?
Yeah, I guess the talk in the town is that they're going to go to two classes possibly next year for girls, which they. Probably need to.
There's yeah. so many.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll bet.
I mean, last
man.
Year we hosted districts and we had 254 girls.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
District, that's so. Huge.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what, about 10 in each class? Or?
Oh, no. There were like more than 25 in some.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. There would be about 25. Yeah. Yeah. So looking forward to the rest of the season then, huh?
Yeah. What I have left of it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So the majority of your, have they been pins or have they been decisions?
It's a majority of pins. I usually win by pin.
So, nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, good luck tonight and hope it goes well. Do you kind of know who you're going to be wrestling?
Yeah, I've wrestled her before.
Okay.
Yeah.
She sounds pretty confident, Coach.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Good.
She
good deal. Yep. That is. Well, good luck on the rest of the season. Are you planning on going on to wrestle after this?
No, I'm just going to go to college.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, congratulations on a great season so far.
Thanks.
Sophia Peterson, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how's your season going?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. It could be better, but I just got to work a little harder, I think.
I bet it is difficult, Coach, not knowing when you're, well, you kind of know in Class A who you're wrestling, but when you're just wrestling like last week in a tournament with everybody there, you never know what to expect, do you?
You're right. I mean, it's just... It's a crapshoot sometimes. I mean, we don't see the teams out west very often. So you don't know who you're, I mean,
yeah,
you
yeah.
really don't have any idea of who they are and what they've done. So,
Sophia, so as far as this last weekend, how did it go for you?
I feel like I wrestled very well. I worked hard, but there's still room for improvement. I think I could have done better still.
Have you been wrestling for 4 years also?
No, I only wrestled for 3 years.
Okay. Was there somebody who encouraged you?
Kira encouraged me.
Okay.
And then the first year I went out for it, I actually quit after a week. But then the next year she got me to do it again. And I stuck to it for the next 3 years.
Good deal. What do you like about it?
It's just fun. The people are great and, like, gets you active, like, helps your mindset.
Oh, it's definitely a workout. That's
yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
Oh, my gosh. So, tonight, looking pretty good?
I'm confident. I know I'm going to try my best. So, we'll just have to see what happens.
Good
I'm not
deal.
Sure who I'm wrestling yet.
Okay. Well, good luck. We appreciate you coming today.
Of course.
All right, Kira Gonzalez, the recruiter of the team, is here. Welcome. Nice
Hi.
To have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you've been wrestling 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's pull that down a little bit so she can talk.
Yeah.
So what weight do you wrestle at?
100.
Okay. So you see a lot of just a different styles, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's your style?
I don't know. I usually just play on the defense. I don't really like attack a lot, but I've been trying to take shots more. And yeah. My favorite move, at least from top, is a facelift.
Facelift? I don't think I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it to me.
So. I was going to say, you can demonstrate on Chris. He's fine with
guardian,
it.
Molly, you can do it on Molly. So the season's been going well for you so far?
Yeah, I'd say it is. Yeah, I've improved a lot from my junior and sophomore year.
Winning a lot?
Yeah, almost like the same, but a bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been in the finals, what, every tournament?
Yeah, almost usually every tournament this year.
Good
I
deal.
I usually medal, yeah.
Good. So last year, of the four here, do we have anybody who was at state coach? Or?
Well, no, unfortunately not.
Okay.
We're in that buzzsaw of a district.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of girls made the blood round and didn't quite make it, but they improved a lot since last year. They're going to make it this year.
Good. Right, good deal. Good. Right, well, ladies? Kira, good luck tonight against South Sioux. And is there anything that you, when that other person comes out and you see them across the mat, is there something you're thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do? Do you have a strategy before you get out there?
Yeah. Sometimes when they're like, taller, I feel like they're probably going to snap me down because I'm short.
Right.
And then when they're shorter, I feel like they're going to take shots. So then I go lower.
Okay.
The stance is lower.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very good. Have a good one tonight. I appreciate you coming in. Mm-hmm. We also have Michael Dalton here from the boys wrestling team, and have a pretty good season going this year. Been able to stay away from the injuries and everything?
So far.
What weight do you wrestle at?
I wrestle at 175.
Okay. All right. So did you have to drop from football or?
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay. do you struggle staying there, or do you good?
Wrestling practices are hard enough. It kind of keeps your weight down naturally.
And how long have you been wrestling?
Since kindergarten.
Oh, man. Wow. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the guys on the team about the same? Have they been wrestling a while? Or?
A few of them. A few of them started in middle school.
Okay. So your weight is pretty competitive.
Yeah. It was really tough last year, too, so it kind of cleaned out a little bit this year with a lot of guys graduating.
Yeah, I'll bet there's a coach, probably pretty good competition at 175, right?
Yeah, and Michael's one of the better ones, so he's had a pretty darn good year.
Yeah.
Just went 5-0 at the Lincoln Northeast dual term on Saturday, and looking for a state medal out of him this year.
All right, good deal. You have anything you do that you kind of specialize in?
I like ankle picks a lot.
Okay.
So it's a version of a single leg.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a more violent shot, so it's a great way to set the tone and let the other guy know it's going to be a tough match.
So I'm assuming you're pretty quick then on that move.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah. It's a timing shot. So.
Yeah, yeah. Of this last weekend, did they end quickly, or were you able to – was there a close one, a decision in there somewhere?
A few of them ended in the first period. I think most of them were in the second. I don't think I went three periods all weekend, though.
Okay.
So, a lot of pins.
Yeah. Well, it does. If you go three, man, you are totally wasted at the end, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, good luck. Tonight, it's Bellevue West.
Yep.
Somebody you know?
Nope.
No, doesn't know? Okay. Good deal. Well, good luck tonight. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get into...
Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
We don't always get to hear about it, so Coach is going to send me results from now on. Oh. So, Scott Anderson, Molly Brown here to talk a little bit about teammates, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's National Mentoring Month.
And there's an event coming up, right?
That's correct. But I'd like to talk a little bit about National Mentoring Month. We are encouraging people to become mentors. We have another five young boys who need to have a mentor. So if you are interested, please go to teammates.org.
What age are those kids?
Third through high school.
Okay.
So they're just like what they say on my brochure, and that's why I brought it, because it's a safe adult friend that acts as a cheerleader for a student as they walk through life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're looking for these young people. Then in February, we are going to be having Nebraska Mentoring Month. Governor Pillen is very supportive of mentoring, particularly teammates, and so he has made it Nebraska Mentoring Month, and so you'll be seeing some fun things from us in February. But the really big thing that's going on happens in March.
Okay.
Scott Anderson has some really great news.
Oh, good. Good deal. Scott, tell us more.
Okay. We have our second annual Teammates Gala coming up. That'll be on March 9th. And that'll be over at Midland again this year. And we're excited to announce that we have lined up Amon Green to be our guest
nice.
For the night. So we figured with an Irish theme that who better than with somebody with the last name of Green to come be our speaker of the night. So we're Amon's excited. Obviously, we're very excited. It'll be a fun night. We'll have some local restaurants providing hors d'oeuvres that night. Amon will be there. He'll be able to sign some autographs. Silent auction, live auction. Last year was our first time through, and everybody I think attended had a blast there. And so we're really looking forward to year two
this year. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Irish celebration will be fun for us because it's more of a casual. Last year was more of a dressed-up event.
Up, yeah.
So this is going to be a lot more casual and wear green and just have some fun to be able to support teammates. Some of our live auction things is 4 hours in an airplane. So you could fly someplace that took 2 hours and have dinner or do an event and then fly back 2 hours later. That's a really exciting one. We also have airboat rides, and we have Creighton tickets and an evening out with dinner and in a hotel room. So we have lots of fun things going on for the live auction, and then we have great items for the silent auctions.
Good deal. So tickets, are they available yet?
They will be available starting in next week.
Okay.
So and you can go to our Facebook page, and there will be a QR code there for you to purchase tickets, and the tickets are $50 a person. That includes two beverage tickets also. And if you want to actually purchase a table, I have a limited number of tables that people can purchase for $750.
Okay, very good. Best way to get a hold of you
is at Fremont Public Schools. You can call me at 402-727-3970, or you can email me at molly.brown@fpsmail. And remember, Molly's with an IE.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Coach, I wanted to ask again, volleyball wrestling tonight starts at what times for both, and where is it?
So we're going to be competing at the high school middle gym. JVs start at 5:30. Sorry, girls start at 5:30, followed by JV boys and then varsity boys.
Okay.
So very I good. Would say with girls starting at 5:30, JV boys about 6:15, and varsity boys around 7.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Good
Scott,
luck.
Anything else you wanted to talk about? I know we have some home volleyball or basketball coming up later.
Yep. Friday and Saturday this week, we have home games. Southeast is coming in on Friday and Omaha North on Saturday. A week from Saturday, we'll have our Pink Out night. So that'll be coming up. This weekend, it'll be our senior boys dance night. So that's always a good, if you want to laugh, it's always a good to come watch. Bowling's underway. HAC, our conference bowling championship, is tomorrow in Lincoln, so we're looking forward to that. Both boys and girls are bowling really well right now, so looking forward to seeing how they do. Like I said, wrestling, this is our last home event of the year already. So
man, wow.
So we're looking forward to that, send these seniors out the right way. And then swimming, coming up, we're about 2.5 weeks away from HAC being here. Swimming actually has a home duel tonight against Northeast, and then we're home again on Thursday. We have a triangular with Southeast and Lincoln High. So busy week for us. We're kind of on the makeups of the makeups, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We went through one round of rescheduling, and then we rescheduled again, and so we're finally hitting those. And so we're glad. I think, knock on wood, we're going to end up getting pretty much everything in that had to be postponed. So we're very lucky about that. It makes for a few busy weeks here coming up. But we're glad we're going to get all these contests in.
Yeah. State wrestling, Coach, will be coming up in 2 weeks. Is that right?
Or 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
3 weeks. Yeah.
All right. So the girls and guys will be together again this year, right?
We will be.
There was some talk. I saw something this week where they were thinking about changing some of that. Is that right?
Yeah. So next year they're talking about having maybe a separate girls state tournament.
Okay.
The boys and girls, because girls wrestling is just taking off. And there's girls wrestling now. Think about Friday night in the semifinals. I don't think we've done wrestling until about 11 o'clock.
It was a long night. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they have their own separate tournament, and hopefully they split the girls into two classes. I think that will benefit everybody.
So. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Thank you. Appreciate the time, guys and gals. Thank you. And good luck tonight to everybody. Have fun. Scott Jensen?
Wanted to say also a shout out to Kevin Earlywine and the foundation, the Fremont Public School Foundation. Kevin's not here today. He was celebrating, I think, the 21st year of the foundation. And so he wasn't able to make it. But we do want to thank them for all they do for our kids, for our teachers, for our families. They do so much for the community here. And we appreciate them helping us with this show and everything they do.